Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. Today, we're going to talk about the incredible opportunities that are being given to humanity this summer through both celestial and earthly events. These opportunities involve the lunar and solar eclipses we just experienced, as well as several rare planetary alignments and global activities of light. The divine intent of these influxes of greatly amplified light are designed to help all of us to release the obsolete behavior patterns and the belief systems that no longer serve our highest good. This will be accomplished by humanity co-creating a template of unity consciousness through which the influx of previously unknown fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory will flow to help us all burst the bonds of our human egos. Our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven are sending forth a clarion call, asking for assistance from every lightworker awakening on this planet. This is a moment for which we have all been preparing for eons of time. So listen to your heart. Your light and love are urgently needed now. As you listen to this online broadcast today, know that we're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are participating in this activity of light with us. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to the building momentum of our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. So now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, creating a grid of love around this planet. Know that as the love of God is lifting you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. One of the events I'd like to talk about today is an activity that's called the Conscious Convergence. We've just emerged from the unprecedented influence of several very powerful planetary alignments, an exceptionally powerful solstice, and greatly amplified lunar and solar eclipses. All of the energies associated with these celestial events helped humanity to break down the crystallized negative patterns of our past and assisted each of us to release and let go of obsolete behavior patterns and belief systems that do not serve our highest good. One of those belief systems, actually the most destructive of them all, is humanity's belief in separation and duality. So the next step in this amazing unfolding divine plan is designed to help humanity remember that we are one with all life, and that there is no separation. This event is intended to establish a template for unity consciousness that will assist humanity to move forward in the light in new and profound ways. Once we develop collectively unity consciousness, we will know that there's no such thing as us and them. We will remember that all life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. What this means very practically in our lives is that every single thought, word, feeling, or action we express affects every facet of life on this planet. Just think, with every thought, word, feeling, or action, you are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. Moment by moment, you are either positively or negatively affecting every person, place, condition, or thing on Earth. That's quite a responsibility, isn't it? The global activity of light being orchestrated by lightworkers around the world to co-create the template for unity consciousness is being called the Conscious Convergence, a Wave of Unity. This event will take advantage of the influx of divine light that will be expanding through the cosmos on July 17th and 18th of 2010. This activity of light was initiated by a gentleman called Dr. Carl Coleman, who is a scholar of the Mayan calendar and prophecies. This is the mission statement and purpose that he has developed for Conscious Convergence. And I quote, "The Conscious Convergence mission is to bring people together with a shared intention of cultivating a critical mass of harmonious energy that supports inner and outer reconciliation. We come together in the spirit of unity to heal wounds that separate us, to reconcile conflicts that divide us, to inspire ideas and actions that express our oneness, and to join together in heart and mind to welcome the birth of our new world. The Conscious Convergence is a global collaborative of individuals and organizations who propose that we move forward into our divine purpose, which is to set the intention for and to demonstrate and fulfillment of unity consciousness, both individually and within communities around the world. All wisdom and faith traditions are invited to join and help express how we can, as an evolving species, transcend age-old boundaries and ideologies to fulfill a greater destiny than our history may imply. This global collaborative prepares us for the evolution of consciousness, as indicated by the Mayan calendar. Mayan elders invite us to align with the divine plan for humanity's greater fulfillment and to recognize that we are like the fingers in one hand. Local and global intention-setting activities, meditations, and prayers will be synchronized through the months leading up to and following the main program, which will take place on July 17th and 18th, 2010. And that ends the quote of the mission and purpose. The Conscious Convergence movement is assuring people everywhere that the time has arrived for all of us to move beyond the consciousness of separation and duality. It is time for us to join together as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one consciousness of pure divine love. We must acknowledge the divinity within every heart and celebrate our diversities, thus moving past the illusion of things that separate us. Beginning today and continuing through July 17th and 18th, and far beyond those dates, let's begin the healing process of unity consciousness by invoking the light of God and expanding that light through ourselves, our relationships, families, communities, countries, and the world. Let's bathe the earth, air, water, and fire elements, the nature kingdom, and all life evolving on this precious planet in this healing unguent of unity consciousness from our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. This divine light, the highest frequency of unity consciousness that humanity can receive at this time, is now flowing from the heart of God into the heart plane of every man, woman, and child. Together, we will co-create a template of unity consciousness that will transform humanity and lift this planet and all her life into the next phase of the unfolding divine plan. So let's join together now as we invoke the light of God on behalf of all humanity and all life evolving on this planet. To prepare our hearts and minds to receive this influx of light, I would like to begin with a meditation. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. I will lead you through this meditation in the first person, so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally. But know that as the invocations we make this day are drawn through our heart flame, we are drawing them simultaneously through the heart flames as every man, woman, and child on earth, as we serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And now we begin. I am going within to the deepest recesses of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence, my true God reality. My I Am presence now takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and I am lifted up in consciousness. I now stand before the light of God within my heart, and this divine power fills every fiber of my being. It expands through my heart and mind, creating a mighty pillar of light through which I now ascend into the realms of illumined truth. In this octave of light, the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, I am fully aware that I am one with all life. And I am one with the fifth dimensional unity consciousness that is pouring forth from the heart of my Father, Mother, God. This divine light now begins flowing through my heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. As every human being evolving on earth is consecrated with the full potential of this fifth dimensional frequency of unity consciousness, our I Am presences activate specific genetic codings within our RNA and DNA structures. These codings contain the immaculate concept of our divine potential and the realization and knowing of the oneness of all life. This activity of light is empowering every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill his or her divine purpose and to reconnect with the reality of the oneness of all life as the true purpose and reason for our being. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every evolving soul are being purified and realigned with the harmony of our true being. This purification paves the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each of us to merge and become one. In this state of at-one-ment, each of our I Am presences come to the forefront and take dominion of our earthly bodies. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of every human being is quickened and lifted into a state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan. Every human being on earth now begins to assimilate the ineffable power within the fifth dimensional frequencies of unity consciousness. The divine intelligence within this light helps each person to realize that remembering and accepting the oneness of all life is the most important thing a person can do in order to fulfill his or her unique facet of the divine plan. This inner knowing brings the realization that myriad opportunities are being presented through unity consciousness to every soul, every day, that will improve the quality of life on earth. And even though these opportunities may sometimes seem challenging, unity consciousness and the oneness of all life contains the clarity and frequency of divine love that transcends all obstacles. All humanity is now experiencing the wonder of the divine light of unity consciousness. Held within the divine intelligence of this holy substance, humanity knows and truly understands that we are one with God, and through all levels of consciousness, we comprehend the divine truth that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. Through this divine awakening, humanity individually and collectively accepts that unity consciousness contains within its essence our full divine potential to rise above all human conditions and all self-inflicted pain and suffering. For when we join together as one, we become a force of unlimited and unspeakable power. Within the divine intelligence of this light, I recognize and revere the divinity within every human being. I peer into the heart of every man, woman, and child, and I clearly see a radiant being of light abiding within every heart flame. As I acknowledge each person's divinity, that I Am presence within begins to expand and expand. As the I Am presence of each soul increases in power and dominion, the obsolete beliefs and behavior patterns associated with our fear-based human egos, the belief in fear, separation, lack, and limitation begin dropping away. Regardless of the depths of negativity, that a human being has fallen to. Their I Am presence now takes control and corrects their course of direction. From this moment forth, through unity consciousness, I consciously choose to acknowledge and love the divinity within every person's heart flame. Through unity consciousness, humanity's I Am presence is empowered. This aspect of our divinity now increases its influence over our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. No matter what negative behavior patterns we previously participated in, our I Am presence now floods our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with the knowledge and wisdom of the oneness of all life, and with the immaculate concept of our divine potential. Our I Am presence now places our feet firmly on the path of light. I now breathe in deeply and allow this divine energy of unity consciousness to be assimilated into my four earthly bodies. And through this higher level of divine consciousness, I now help to prepare the way for the greatly amplified influx of unity consciousness that will bathe the earth and all life evolving here July 17th and 18th. To prepare the way for this influx of light, I am going to invoke the full divine momentum of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue radiance of light from my Father God, the full momentum of my Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink essence of light from my Mother God, the full divine momentum of my Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. These energies, balanced within my heart flame, merge into one powerful violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And through the balance of this sacred light of my Father, Mother, God, every frequency of vibration that is less than God's perfection is transmuted back into God's infinite light. As one unified consciousness with all humanity, I invoke the legions of light who are associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection throughout infinity, and ask these beings of light to project the most intensified frequency of this sacred fire that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving into the physical plane at this time. The fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection is now flowing through the open heart chakra of every man, woman, and child on earth. Under the direction of each one's I Am presence, this sacred fire is now flooding the earth, entering the core of purity and every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy on this planet, and transmuting the human miscreations that are surfacing all over the planet to be healed. I know that the reason our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are allowing this unprecedented acceleration of cleansing and purging is because of the dedication and the willingness of lightworkers around the world to assist with this holy endeavor by invoking the violet flame. In truth, we have all been preparing for eons of time to be effective instruments of God during this phase of the divine plan. We have everything we need within us to succeed God victoriously. All we have to do now is listen to our heart's call and respond according to our inner knowing. Once again, we are being called to unite our hearts, heads, and hands in this global effort. There will be many diverse ways in which we can weave the divine momentum of our light into this facet of the divine plan. Pay close attention to the opportunities that are presented to you throughout this summer, and ask your I Am Presence for guidance. Ask this wondrous aspect of your own divinity to pave the way for you to fulfill your heart's calling. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies over the past few years, and the influx of divine consciousness that has bathed humanity since the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, we are capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame than ever before. Our Father, Mother, God have confirmed that the activities of light planned for this summer will expand exponentially the power of both the violet flame and unity consciousness on Earth. This will allow us to quickly transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed all over the planet, both in our individual lives and our collective lives. This is a merciful activity of divine grace that will greatly reduce the pain and suffering humanity is experiencing at this time. Beloved Alpha and Omega, the representatives of our Father, Mother, God, the masculine and feminine aspects of deity, form our central sun. They are the solar logos of our central sun. And they are joining with the solar logos of suns beyond suns beyond suns back to the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. These beings are sending forth a clarion call to all humanity. And we are being asked to greatly increase our invocations of the violet flame and to daily and hourly increase our focus of light on this sacred fire and the purging and cleansing that is taking place on Earth. We are also being asked to join together within the physical plane and in consciousness to assist with the various facets of the unfolding divine plan that are manifesting at this time, including the activity of light that will take place on July 17th and 18th, known as Harmonic Convergence. The empowered fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame that are being made available to humanity this year by Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with the violet flame will help us to free ourselves from the oppressive bonds of our lower human egos, and they will catapult us up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we have experienced. The aspects of the violet flame being empowered this year are the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory. The beings of light have said that these divine qualities are the key to bursting the bonds of our human ego and freeing our I Am Presence to take full dominion of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This selfless act of divine intervention by Saint Germain and his fellow exponents of the violet flame is a gift that will assist this planet in ways beyond our knowing. Ask your I Am Presence to reveal the truth of this statement in your heart of hearts, and you will know the truth that is now being revealed to us. When frequencies of discord are transmuted into light by the violet flame, a void is left where the discordant frequencies previously existed. In order to prevent more discord from filling that void at those lower octaves, the space must be filled and sealed with light. The beings of light have indicated that the greatest need of the hour is for light workers to fill with light the monumental voids that are being created through the awesome purging and cleansing process that is taking place this summer by the violet flame. They said that the most effective and life-transforming way of sealing these voids during this phase of the divine plan is with a consciousness of oneness, unity, and the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory. These patterns of perfection from the causal body of God vibrate with fifth-dimensional frequencies of light. Once the plan is revealed, the beings of light then send forth a clarion call to light workers. This is occurring at this moment, asking if we would be willing to volunteer to selflessly expend our time, energy, and sustenance to bring the plan to fruition. Each year, without fail, lightworkers like yourself from all over the world are responding to the heart calls for the various activities of light, and the divine plan is being God victoriously accomplished step by step for the benefit of all life on earth. Once again, the clarion call is going forth, and the Company of Heaven is invoking our assistance on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. Listen to your heart and respond according to your inner guidance. When you are making your decision as to how you will participate in the various opportunities that are being presented to you to add to the light of the world, remember that whenever you volunteer to serve as an instrument of God in fulfillment of the divine plan, the floodgates of heaven will open to support you and to pave the way. Trust this profound truth. When we come together in the physical plane and offer our earthly vehicles as a holy grail through which the light of God will flow to bless all life, we create a mighty transformer that will withstand a tremendous influx of God's light. When those of us who are gathered together join our hearts and minds with the divine intent of serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, our power and effectiveness are increased 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the Company of Heaven. So stay focused and listen to your heart. Your light and love are needed now. If you do not feel the heart call to join with the group for this opportunity to expand unity consciousness for all humanity, know that this is a global event and you can weave your magnificent light into humanity's collective chalice of light by joining with us in consciousness from wherever you are called to serve on the face of the earth. The beings of light will be guiding us step by step through the various activities of light this summer. In addition to the guidance we will be receiving from the Company of Heaven, each of our I Am Presences will be guiding us individually through our own unique preparation. So ask for assistance from your I Am Presence and remain in a state of listening grace at all times. This is an amazing opportunity for each of us to add to the light of the world. Remember, nothing is happening by accident. Since your I Am presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness, this plan involves you. And it is up to you and your I Am presence to decide how you will add your magnificent light to this facet of the divine plan. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of light. We will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the entire company of heaven, and the mighty I Am presence of every son and daughter of God throughout the whole of creation. We will be joined with the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, and with the legions of angels throughout infinity. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor, and the beings of light have been given permission to assist us in various ways. But the lightworkers on Earth are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility is enormous, but as we join our hearts together, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. Just for a moment, go within the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. The I Am presence of every human being on earth now knows that the fifth dimensional violet flame is one of the mightiest forces in the universe, and no power can deny it or fail to respond to its call. Through this higher state of unity consciousness, the I Am presence of each soul is dedicating his or her life to being an instrument of God for this activity of light. Through this dedication, each one becomes the hand of God in the world of form. The violet flame is a dynamic, living force, and it is the vehicle upon which all of the fifth dimensional solar frequencies of light are being balanced by our Father, Mother, God. The violet flame, which is the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, transcends time and space. It is spiritual and all-powerful. And at this moment, the aspects of the violet flame that pulsate with the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory are being expanded through the causal body of God in the inner planes as never before. As each of us breathe the violet flame into the world of form on the holy breath, and consecrate every soul in its divine essence, it carries into the heart flame of every person the divine light that will transmute all gloom and darkness, all pain and suffering. The violet flame pouring through our heart flames is now penetrating all exteriors and enabling every person to recognize the divinity within every other person as we join together in unity consciousness. It allows each person to recognize the truth that within every situation pulsates the divine purpose and opportunity to transmute our human miscreations into light. The illusions of fear and separation are being swept away in the presence of this miraculous transmuting violet flame. And every soul is beginning to comprehend and acknowledge the reality of his or her own divinity through unity consciousness. As we amplify this fifth dimensional violet flame with our own heart flames, we clearly see that the violet flame is likewise amplified within the heart flames of all humanity. With great enthusiasm, let's now join in consciousness with every person evolving on this planet, and through their I Am presence, we will collectively begin the process of transmuting this sweet earth into freedom's holy star. As we join together through unity consciousness with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment, we will expand through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings the momentum of our I Am presence, and we will individually and collectively fulfill our unique facets of the divine plan as we volunteer to co-create the wonders of heaven on earth. So please join with me now in this activity of light as we invoke the most intensified frequency of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that humanity is capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. This is an activity of light, invoking the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns. Once again, this will be stated in the first person so that we can each experience it individually. But collectively, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, the entire elemental kingdom, and all of the angelic kingdom serving the earth. Feel the divinity of your heart expanding and your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I now invoke the legions of the violet flame, beloved Saint Germain, and all of the beings of light associated with God's infinite perfection through the violet flame. I invoke also the Goddess of Liberty, who is standing at the cardinal point to the north of this planet, the Goddess of Divine Justice, who is standing at the cardinal point to the east of the planet, the Goddess of Freedom, who is standing at the cardinal point to the south, and the Goddess of Victory, who is standing to the cardinal point to the west. I invoke the silent watchers, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. This violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and blazes in, through, and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, my human ego, and all obstructions of the light that I or any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of the violet flame, I experience this discordant energy now being instantaneously transmuted back into light, cause, core, effect, record and memory, now and forever. Beloved silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet, I ask you to reach out your great loving arms and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection. Each of these souls understands the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered by our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all pain and suffering, from all human distresses, and from all human miscreations. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these places great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, the violet flame begins to expand and expand as a tremendous starburst through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. It merges with the immortal victorious threefold flame, blazing in every person's heart, and explodes into a tremendous starburst of light through the divine momentum pulsating in the heart of beloved Mother Earth. This influx of the violet flame increases to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of freedom's love and transmutation, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept for all life, and every person is a healing benediction to this earth. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, through the children, their parents and guardians, until all of the youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained through all institutions of learning and every person involved. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religions and all spiritual teachings so that divine love, truth, tolerance, acceptance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest through every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, all of the money, and people associated with the monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And finally, blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. I accept this done with God's full power, and so it is. Now, through my higher consciousness, my I Am presence steps forth and takes full dominion of my life. Through unity consciousness, I graciously accept the oneness of all life and consecrate my life force to live and breathe out of this inner knowing. I breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room as I become aware of my physical body, inhaling and exhaling. I feel these energies now being assimilated at an atomic cellular level through my four earthly bodies that are now lifted up in vibration, united with my I Am presence. With this new level of knowing, I comprehend at a deep and profound level that I am one with all life, and as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all of my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Know that as we move forward toward this weekend, the 17th and 18th of July, we have an opportunity to really increase these energies. This is going to be a very important part of the activity of light that will take place through the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination in August. And if you are not familiar with this incredible opportunity that is being given to us through these new frequencies of the violet flame to burst the bonds of our human ego, you may find the details on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And just click on the link that says World Congress, the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Be sure to tune in next week, beloved ones, as we join our hearts again to expand the light of the world. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.